We mentioned the type of dogs that you had. What would you do when a dog was coming, like when you were younger? Would you ever have a dog? Do you ever have a dog come?
Well, they bark a lot, but people, you know, the dog wasn't like, you had them little yard dogs trying to bite you every once in a while, but you just hit the road, y'all, grab something, pass them a little kick, you know, especially everybody, when you got there, you wore them shoes you wore in them days, and we was coming broken, you know them, right, them broken, everybody had a pair of broken. That was the shoe, except when you had patent leather, when you got, you know, fancy Sunday shoes. Yep. Everybody wore broke hands or boots because you was always around water. Well, once you hit him with that broke hand one time upside the head, the dog would never bark at you again.
But you never got
attacked by a dog?
Yeah.
I never was bit by a dog in my life. Never was scared of a dog. Dog is 9 out of 10. And a big dog.
You never got dog bit?
No. Dog could get to your big dog. But a little dog, if you just stay there and bark and you look at him, like if you're not scared of him, you'll take off. An animal is like that. I'm not scared of a dog.
When he first sees you, he'll start coming.
Oh, he'll start yakking and running at you, trying to bite you.
Running toward him. Yeah. If a dog, if something's not going away from you, say it's coming.
To you.
Yeah, toward.
Coming at me, you know, the slang you're using, the south. You know,
yeah.
I mean, it's,
coming
at me or coming towards me. Or?
Yeah. Now, okay. I wanted to talk with you about the animals that you have here, Mr. Besson. In a herd of cattle, what did you call a male?
A bull.
Okay. Other names like, other names you have for them, like around women, what would you say? Did you say that around women?
Well, yeah, that was a bull or a cow. A taureau in French, yeah. Uh-huh. French was not taureau, yeah. But, and most of that's what you'd use, you know, taureau, because everybody spoke French.
Yes.
But, and vache, and taureau, male and female. But the women, you know, grew up into the, you say, not to castrate a calf in front of it, was not because they understood that. It was not for one old lady said, well, here's her young heifer, she got in heat, she got to get bread, the man down the street had a bull, the old lady take the cow and go bring her that, breed and bring her home. But damn, it was not, it was just a way of life. It was breeding cattle, but that wasn't a big deal, you know.
Yeah.
Just they did. A man had a mare, he felt like the mare was 2 or 3 years old, needed a coat, bring the mare down the street. My Mr. Emanuel, he used to have a pretty green stud, I remember that. And bring the mare over there, turn the mare loose in the pen, and the horse would stud it and bring her back home. In fact, they used to, I was brought up, when a stallion studs a mare, he make a run right after, you know, right after right when he gets off, he make a run so she don't throw it out, because a male will do that and not get pregnant, because she wants a little loving, some more loving. I figure once she gets pregnant, she's not going to take no more loving. So you're going to run her around so to make sure you get it, you know, that it holds and you get a little horse. But that wasn't no big deal, that.
Hey, that's a good idea. Yeah. I've never heard of that.
Oh, yeah, that's the way they always did. That's the only way I've ever known how to do it.
Okay, now, other things that you would have to pull carts with or wagons? You had if you had two, any different types of, you'd use horses, anything else?
Horses and mules.
Yeah.
And mules on it. A lot of times they use a mule. Mules are a little quick. Mules are tougher than a horse.
How many would you use to a wagon? You say you use
one mule.
You wouldn't use two?
Sometimes they use two to pull the plow in the field, you know. Two mules, one on each side, because then they'd have to have, they want the mule on each side of that little hill that they do to fix the crop, you know what I'm talking about? The mule would walk on each side, you have one on each side, and the plow, we call them a plow, would be in the middle, see, they turn the land up, mm-hmm. Turn the land over.
Make a fur,
whatever they call it, what do
you call it? Yeah, did you know what they call the mule that, would there be a name for the mule that walks in the...
Oh, they had a name for everything.
Like a off horse, or...